Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2453, Four Action Steps to Combat Negative Thinking by Dr. Lisa Lewis with markfisherfitness.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, your sometimes clumsy narrator who kicked the power cord. And right when I was about to finish this episode, I lost everything and now have to re-record all of it. Good times. So hopefully you'll appreciate this episode since I have to do it twice. So with that, here we go again as we optimize your life. Four Action Steps to Combat Negative Thinking by Dr. Lisa Lewis with markfisherfitness.com. Having negative thoughts about yourself is more common than you think. And while being aware of your imperfections and shortcomings can be helpful, spending too much time on them can sap your energy and take a huge toll on your self-esteem. Here's how to break the cycle. What are the contents of your thoughts? Right now, take a moment and do a quick inventory. You don't have to change them or even judge them. Like a scientist practicing naturalistic observation, just sit for 10 to 30 seconds noticing the internal monologue within. What did you find? Errands to run, people to contact, emails to reply to? What else is floating around up there? For many of us, in addition to the daily to-dos, there are worries, judgments, and appraisals, thoughts about ourselves and our lives. Sometimes these can be positive, but often our thoughts can tend towards the negative. Negative thoughts about your career, your appearance, your life, and yourself are common. Negative thoughts are part of what makes us human. Known to psychologists as negativity bias, we come hardwired with a sensitivity to negativity. Although in some cases it can help us to be aware of our imperfections and shortcomings, an overfocus can sap our energy and take a toll on our self-esteem and our performance in various parts of our lives. A penny for your thoughts. Here's some common examples of negativity. Black or white thinking, thinking only in extremes, like all or nothing thinking. Arbitrary inference, generalizing one negative comment or experience to be representative of everything in your life. Mental reading, presuming you know what others are thinking. Catastrophizing, thinking that the absolute worst thing that can happen will happen. Emotional reasoning, presuming that feelings are facts. Shoulds, focusing on how it should have gone down as opposed to how they actually are. And personalization, making something about you when it actually has nothing to do with you. Any of these negative thought patterns sound familiar? Also known as cognitive distortions, these styles of thinking often lead to discouragement, frustration, anger, sadness, and a slew of other negative emotions. These emotions lead us to act in ways that oppose our goals. When you're discouraged and thinking negatively, you're less likely to take a risk, push yourself hard, or persist with a challenging goal. How can I stop this negative thinking? Recognizing your own tendencies to think negatively is a first step. Once you've identified some problematic thinking, consider the impact those thoughts have on your own feelings, and then in turn, your emotions impact on your behaviors. Now, once you've worked that out in your mind, consider this. What are the outcomes of your negativity? In other words, identify what you get out of your negativity. Is this type of thinking productive? Is it helpful? And is it beneficial for anyone or anything? If not, let's change your thinking and set you on the right path to getting the thoughts, feelings, and outcomes that will lead to goal achievement, productivity, and happiness. Number one, call yourself out. Identify the negative thinking. When you notice it either running through your mind or spilling out of your mouth, say to yourself, aha, I noticed some negativity here. Just simply noticing the negativity can help you to slow down and even stop it. Number two, look at the data. Change your perspective so that you can observe the negative thought from an objective place as if you were a scientist and the thought were a piece of data. What is that thing? Where is it coming from? Is it productive and in support of your goal? Getting some perspective is the next step in stopping negative thoughts and getting back on track. Number three, reframe, regroup, move forward. You can change your thinking. Remind yourself, it's a feeling, not a fact. Or, oh, I'm just beating myself up because sometimes I just do that. I can switch gears and shift my train of thought. When you use your thinking for good and create new positive thoughts that lead to productivity, you're able to unstick yourself and continue moving forward. And number four, focus on the present moment. Think about your tasks, not your appraisals or opinions or criticisms. This can be helpful at work and during other challenging times in life, but it is especially effective at the gym. If you're thrashing yourself and/or beating yourself up about your weight, your plateaued progress, or some other outcome, shift your thinking to what you're doing in the present moment. See if you can make all of the contents of your thoughts about right here and right now, completing a pull-up with perfect form, feeling every sting and push of the foam roller, or noticing your feet corkscrewing into the floor while you deadlift. If you get present and focused on your task, stress and anxiety will wane, negative thoughts will subside, and you'll have the added benefit of stronger lifts with better form. So, what do you think? I hope you'll give some of these recommendations a try. Start with just noticing the content of your thoughts. If you, your training, and your life could be better by pruning away some of the negativity, let's go. Here are some final tips. Number one, remember you have the power to change your thinking. And actually, it's all you, no one else. Number two, keep in mind that repetition fosters habits and shapes beliefs. Your negativity may be automatic, and you'll therefore need to practice these skills to create new productive habits and beliefs. And number three, changing your thinking is possible and effective. It'll have positive effects that cascade into every area of your life. You just listened to the post titled Four Action Steps to Combat Negative Thinking by Dr. Lisa Lewis with markfisherfitness.com. And thank you to Dr. Lisa Lewis. That negativity bias came up again. I talked about this a little while back and how when looking at reviews of this podcast, like on Apple Podcasts or in Spotify, and I see really nice reviews, it means a lot. Really appreciate that. But inevitably, there will be a negative review or lots of them, and maybe even an email that's negative in nature. Those ones sting, and the thought remains much longer than something positive. Again, not to say that the positive ones are completely forgotten or ignored. It's not the case at all. But that negativity bias can really hurt and have lasting effects. And those negativity examples are probably things we've all done at some point. The question is, how much are we doing it, and is it having a continuous negative effect on our lives? I know I've catastrophized things before. I've presumed what others are thinking. I've had all or nothing type thinking. These things happen and that's normal, but exactly as Dr. Lisa said, the first step is recognizing. And that's where I hope this podcast can help as a first step for you or me. You know, it's hard to take action all the time. You might hear this podcast and think there's so much to do, things to declutter, stresses to ease, exercises to try. But really, if just one thing happens and you're able to recognize something going on inside you that you didn't realize before, that's a huge win in my book. And all it takes is just a little bit of reflection. So with that, have a great reflective day and middle of the week if you're listening in real time. And I'll catch you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.